Every once in a while, my dear friend Doc Willoughby will call us up to talk about country-style ribs, or a kind of Turkish chili powder, or just some ingredient that's gripped his attention. And I'm always happy to take that call, not just because Doc is one of my favorite people on earth, but because he spent 30 years of his life editing food magazines and writing cookbooks. So if there's an ingredient that's got him hooked, it's going to be a good one. Doctor.
Francis.
Thank you so much for coming in to join us today.
Thank you for having me.
So I am a fan of tubers. I love a potato. I love a sweet potato. There are many tubers in the world outside of the potato and sweet potato. And you are here to tell us about the boniato, which is a tuber I don't know anything about. What is the boniato?
Well, the boniato is actually what most of the world calls a sweet potato. It is a white flesh sweet potato with a kind of pinky, purpley mottled skin, and it's very bulbous, kind of ugly. But
let us be judgment-free about the appearance of our tuber friends.
It is charmingly ugly, let's say that. I find that to be one of its good
unusually
qualities.
Shaped, maybe?
Yeah, it's bulbous. It's got little things coming out. But it is really amazingly delicious. It is kind of a cross between what we think of as sweet potato, the orange flesh sweet potato, and the white potato in terms of flavor. It's not related to either of them.
Okay.
But really, it tastes most like chestnuts.
Oh, cool.
I know. It's aromatic. It's drier and fluffier than a white potato, not quite as wet as a orange flesh sweet potato. And it is super versatile. You can put it in stews of any kind in place of a sweet potato or a white potato. You can just bake it and eat it with butter or a little honey or maple syrup. And it also grows, it has a certain affinity for aromatic spices like cardamom or cloves or nutmeg.
So
it's really an amazingly versatile and delicious vegetable that not many people in sort of the circles we move in know about. Although it's also called the Cuban sweet potato or the tropical sweet potato. So in Cuba and Central America, it is widely used.
Oh, right on. And where were you introduced to it?
Oddly, in Puerto Rico.
Okay.
I was in Puerto Rico many years ago, and we were driving over the mountains headed for the West Coast, and we stopped at this little outdoor restaurant, and I'm trying to order in my pathetic Spanish, and the guy who's waiting on us says, "You can speak English. I lived in Jersey for 20 years." So I did it. There you are. So we asked him what to order, and we had roast pig, and then we had a side dish of boniatos, which I had never heard of, seen, or tasted before. And they were so delicious that I became hooked, and I've been a fan ever since.
Yeah, how'd they make it?
They just boiled it and then served it with a sort of garlic sauce. It's like, yeah. So it's really delicious.
Oh, yeah.
So since then, I mean, I very often boil it and serve it with mojo de ajo, which is a garlic and citrus sauce. Or just you can, I also like to roast it. And I do it with a combination of maple syrup and sour cream.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Like really go like the hardcore, like sweet potato root.
Yeah. Yeah. So, or you can, you know, anytime you make a stew, if you ordinarily would put a regular potato in it, you can put this in instead. They are denser than white potatoes, so they take longer to cook. Like if you roast them, they take at 400 degrees an hour and 15 minutes.
Okay.
And you have to like sort of turn them every 15 minutes because they're so dense that you don't want any unroasted pockets in there.
Okay.
So you have
so
to turn
making
them.
Sure I cook
Yeah.
Evenly.
But I mean, other than that, it's super simple.
Yeah. I mean, I just love the idea that it's chestnut tasting.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had Japanese sweet potatoes that have like a nuttier flavor than, you know, than our orange sweet potatoes. Is it?
Same family.
Oh, cool.
So if you go to Jackson Heights here in New York, in Queens, which has a large Asian population and a very large Latin population and a large everything else population, you will find bins of what they call fresh boniatos, which is what we're talking about. And then right next to it will be a bin of what they call either Japanese or Korean sweet potatoes. So they are slightly different, but you can use them the same way.
And if you don't live near Jackson Heights, where do most people find them? And what do you like? What do you look for? How do you select them?
Well, you can find them in pretty much any Latin market. Or if you have a big supermarket in your city that carries a lot of different, as they call them, ethnic ingredients, they'll usually be there. Like if you're in Boston, you go to the Market Basket, there they have them. So, but any Latin store for sure. And these things are really heavy. So what you're looking for is something that is heavy for its size, which most of them are. And you just have to sort of make sure there are no soft spots in it because they're not cured like orange sweet potatoes. So they don't last that long. So you should use them within a week of buying them.
Oh, okay.
And when you buy them, you have to press them and make sure there are no soft spots. And then look for the smaller or medium-sized ones because the larger ones, they weigh over a pound. And so that's if you roast one of those, it's going to take a long time. So the 8 to 12-ounce ones, which you can also find easily, are the best ones to choose.
All right. Well, thanks so much for the good word on Boniato, Doc.
Thank you for letting me talk about Boniatos.
Boniato away. John Doc Willoughby is a writer and editor based in various places along the East Coast. You can find his recipe for Boniatos with mojo de ajo on our website, splendidtable.org.